What? My name is Sean.
And I'm Matt.
I know you've heard the voice before. Yep, that's the guy that does the ads for us. The deep down, the deep voice, the Teddy Pendergrass. Just a deep brother. The deep voice. He's in the spotlight. He's hosting the show with me today. He went from behind the scenes into prime time.
That's right, Sean. I went from back in the shadows. Now I'm coming into the light. There's more than one black guy that makes this show. I'm been a part of the team from day one. But Sean, you got to tell me, what's up with this ski mask you're wearing? You're going to scare the people.
It's a stick up, Matt. I'm robbing them for everything they got. That's right, Matt. As my Biggie Small from Brooklyn, where I represent, give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Oh, okay. Fill us in. Who are you robbing? What are you talking about? What's the show all about today?
Matt, you may not understand how deep I'm going with this, but I am robbing myself.
What?
Yep, it's time I step my savings game up and figure out some cool techniques and how to go even deeper with my savings.
Wow, that's a little extreme, robbing yourself to save your money. Okay, I get it. This is going to be interesting. So everybody listen up. You better lock your doors, hide your valuables, tuck your chains. Today's show is about how to rob yourself. Let's see where this goes. It's two black guys with good credit. Let's go.
With good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, everyone. Today's show, how to rob yourself. That's right. We're going to teach you how to save. It's kind of extreme, but it seems as if we're all having a hard time saving our money. So Sean's got the ski mask on, and we're going to discuss the best way to help save your money. So Sean, talk about this. What's the challenge?
The challenge is within yourself, being creative, challenging yourself to figure out, how can I go deeper with this? You know, I'm reading a good book about just going deeper with yourself, with your mind, and understanding that, hey, you can go to levels that you didn't even think is possible. And that inspired me. That book inspired me to say, hey, I can go to levels that I didn't even think was possible with my savings. So I'm like, yo, let's get it popping. Let's talk about it.
What do you, just real quick though, what do you think, is it just people living beyond their means? Is it a lack of discipline, a combo? What do you think is, what's the biggest issue?
Distractions. Just like the book I'm reading, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. It's distractions.
Okay.
I think if we focus in and we say we're going to set these goals and we understand what savings should be leading to, I think we can go deeper. And then us two black guys and then teaching them some techniques.
Okay. Well, before we go too deep, let's bring in the wonderful lady with the facts.
Oh, Lord.
And give us a little history on savings.
Oh, I love how you added the wonderful.
Oh, my God.
To that.
Please, Matt.
Well, guys, I think you're going to find this fascinating. At least I do, because I'm from that world of life coaching, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that self-help goes all the way back to the 18th century?
Did not know.
In Europe?
Wow.
I know. That's why you got to keep me around. There was a group called the Enlightened. And that was a time where they just felt that they needed to start teaching people how to start organizing their lives.
Okay.
And one of the initiatives that they focused on was savings. So they started going to the lower and middle class to teach them the virtue of thrift.
And this is what, around what year we're talking?
Like I said, 18th century.
Okay.
Around the year you were born, Matt.
That just blows my mind. So back then they started joint saving schemes. That started out in Great Britain. The very first established savings bank came out of Germany. Don't ask me to pronounce it. The Erparagloss.
That's close. Close enough.
Yeah. So that's how far back savings really goes. And you can see it. It actually comes back to, again, the relationship to money.
Got you. Well, Sean, with this relationship to money, as Dion just outlined, one of our biggest challenges, I think, is people in general just don't think they have the resources. They don't have an extra dollar, an extra nickel. They just don't have the money, or at least they don't see the money there to save. But I think we should give them maybe a different outlook or a different way of looking at their finances to give them a little, you know, help in how to view their money. You know, your money is your money, as you say, but let's talk about ways people can find money to save.
Well, I'm going to start off with the young people like myself. And this is one thing that I didn't really pick up on until after I paid it off, unfortunately. But, you know, for all those graduating from college, about to graduate, start the workforce, and your student loans are coming due, you know, this is a debt that you can refinance just like anything else. You can see what current interest rates they're charging you on your student loan. And you can look at competitors and see what other, if you can get a better rate. So one of the things where you can, as a new person coming out into the job market, you can look at refinancing your student loans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to just throw out a great resource for you. It's actually called studentloanhero.com. So that's just what they do. So if you want to get your student loan down and get your superpowers up, go to studentloanhero.com. And one of the tools that they give you actually is a refinance calculator. So you don't have to do it all on your own. Really easy. Check them out.
So just for the slow section, we're saying if you refinance your student loan, you would then take the savings from that new refinanced rate and save that. Is that, that's your point there, Sean?
Yeah. If you're already paying into your student loan, for example, if you're paying $300 a month in your student loan, you're able to refinance where now you're paying $200 a month. That's a $100 opportunity you just got.
Gotcha.
And so to me, act like you didn't refinance your student loan.
Okay.
Put $300, $200 towards your student loan, $100 goes right into another account.
But that's the key. Act like you don't have the extra.
Got it.
We can't just glaze over that, right?
Right, no, you're right.
That's the kicker right there.
And it's almost like, and to your old heads, like, you know, Matt, listen in.
Damn.
For all those guys that, you know, getting a new job and you're getting more money, you've already been living with the current salary. So if you really want to save, act like you didn't get a raise. Take a deduction. Take an automatic deduction going into your savings account or whatever the case may be to save that incremental raise that you got with your new job.
Okay.
You know, act like you don't have a new job. Act like you have the new job, but the same money. But, you know, don't go to work pissed, but just act like, hey.
Mad money don't make money. Just kidding.
to that point, there's another strategy for all you listeners out there looking to find ways or tricks or ways to save extra money to then save that money is, let's say you have a car note or a house note, or you're about to pay off a bill and you've been paying $300 a month on your car note. Like that, once you pay that car off, keep paying that $300 a month, but pay it, instead of it going to Ford, put it into a savings account because you're already used to, your lifestyle has absorbed that $300 a month. You got a rhythm. You're used to spending that money. So don't change it or don't think, oh, I got extra money to now spend. Like use that money or keep paying yourself in a way that doesn't alter your whole lifestyle.
You know, that's the issue. When I worked on Wall Street, one thing that the misconception is that people that have a lot of money are able to save a lot of money. And I worked in an environment where people were making 250, 300,000, 400,000, upwards in the millions. And they weren't, a lot of them were not big savers.
Mm-hmm.
Because as they made more money, they just kept spending more money,
right.
kept finding needs. And I always say, America is the greatest country in the world at creating a need, making you feel you need to have this, you need to have that. Right now, the need is I need to have a phone with three cameras on them. What the hell? Like, I thought one camera was good. Now I need three cameras, and if I don't have three cameras.
Well, another tip for us to search for this money to save as we discuss ways to rob ourselves, to add more money to our savings. Basically, you can downsize your life. You can stop balling. If you're living, you know, beyond your means, if you have, you know, you have some super expensive, you know, rent that maybe is a little out of your means. You're paying $3,000, $4,000, $5 million, whatever you're paying in rent. You're paying $1,500 and you want to pay $1,200. You pay, whatever you're paying, maybe you move to another neighborhood. Maybe you buy a less expensive car. Maybe you carpool. Maybe you brown bag it. But basically, the mentality has to shift in terms of how you're spending your money. You really have to be intentional about saving.
Listen, I don't understand when people start paying rents that are close to mortgages. I don't get it. I think, you know, you got to find a way. If you want these things, there's creative ways and you can do it. You know, it's funny. I drive an electric car and I met a Jewish brother sitting there.
Is that like a Tesla?
Don't worry about what it is, but I'm just telling you what it is. And we were sitting there charging our cars together and he had the same car as me. And he was like, you know, he owns this car with three of his friends. I was like, I can't knock it. And this one's preaching the community. They have shifts. They know when, who gets the car at what day, the other one gets the car the other time. And they work. And I said, how's that going? He goes, great. I need the car mostly at night. My partner needs it mostly during the day. The other guy uses it on the weekend. And it works. And I was like, wow, that's creative. They have the car they want and they shift it out.
Well, I will say this. Some of our listeners may not be on the level to have an electronic car or a Tesla or some baller car. But if even for people who have less money or you're dealing with maybe a more meager salary, there are smaller things you can do to kill, you know, to add more savings. You can kill the waste. A lot of times we're spending money on memberships, on subscriptions, on things that we're not even using. And you can, like, whether it's a physical magazine subscription or maybe an online service for something that you've gotten and you don't even realize that it's pulling $10 a month out of your account, like, pay attention to some of these subscriptions. Dion?
Yeah, there's a stunning stat. Guess where we're wasting the most of our money? The where? Number one place we are wasting our money.
Where?
Fees.
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 Okay.
Across the board.
Fee, fa, fo, thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I got this annoying iTunes bill that comes out of my phone every month for $10. And I'm on it. I'm trying to figure out what it is. What am I getting? What is the value added? You know, I always say, you know, I write down my expenses every month. I've been doing it since 2001. And, you know, I look at those expense lines as opportunities in which I can find ways to save and still get the same service that I want without sacrificing so much a big part of the service that I'm getting for the fee that I'm paying. And I do a big overhaul every January. Like I force myself to find a minimum of at least $200 a month in savings and some kind of expenses. And you find them because what happens, like, you may have signed up with a cable bill where they're giving a promo for 12 months. You don't even realize that promo expired and you're paying more. But you can call them back and be like, hey, I'm about to leave unless you give me back another promotion. And they'll give it to you. And those are ways in which you can save money.
Well, how about just in general, Sean? Like, just the kind of overarching thought about just better managing your monthly expenses. Do you have any thoughts on how that can impact the amount of savings one can have?
Well, like Dion was saying, you know, you got to know when your payments are due because a lot of it gets charged for fees. So I always make sure that I have highlighted when all my payments are due. Finance charges are a big thing, too. I always try to pay in full every month. And if I can't pay in full, you know, the thing that I love, which is called a balance transfer, where you can put it on maybe a zero interest card if I know I can't make full payments to save on that finance fee. But I'm always looking, like I said, for competitors that are doing similar things for a service that I have that a competitor is doing the same thing and seeing if I can call them to get a better rate to bring me over to their business or my current provider can give me a better rate so I don't migrate to another company. So those are ways in which you can find, and I don't care what situation you're in, if you go through your expenses like that, you will find ways in which to save.
And guess what? Now there's an app for that. I'm not kidding. It's called Truebill. So some people are relentless, like Sean, he loves the thrill of the negotiation. Mm-hmm. But if you can't be bothered, mm-hmm. there's an app for that. Again, it's called Truebill. So they'll actually call on your behalf if there's unwanted subscriptions or if you not necessarily want to cancel but want to get, you know, your monthly bill reduced. There's someone there to actually take care of that for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What, Truebill.com or?
Truebill.pro.
.pro.
My okay. apologies.
There you go. Truebill.pro. Check it out. A couple other thoughts before we really get into the next level of this savings conversation, just as we're looking for ways to save, you can check out some of our old shows, Balling on a Budget.
I think that was Blinging Till You're Broke.
Oh, Blinging Till You're Broke. You're correct.
That's why we kept them behind the scenes, people. Matt, you're in big time now.
That's one strike.
Get it right, dog. Get it.
You're right. My bad. Blinging Till You're Broke. Go back, check in the archives. That show gives a lot of tips. And, like, there's little things we can do. Like, you know, you can, instead of buying a bunch of stuff, start selling stuff. If you're really trying to, like, find an extra dollar, an extra $10, you can do a yard sale. You can put your stuff on eBay. You can Airbnb a room in your home. There's ways you can rethink what you have to generate more income or generate more money that you can then put into your savings.
Hey, ladies, if you did listen to that show, we have 27 pairs of shoes and 15 of them we don't wear. Mm. So I'm just putting it out there. And there's so many vehicles now to help you resell
brothers
and make
too.
It really.
There's a brothers too down that scenario. Brothers too. Brothers
That's
got
right.
Verses, shoes, they got it all. So,
you
hey,
have, you have
you're
a
right
merc?
There up there with the ladies.
Sean, are you saying you have a merc?
I didn't say that. I'm just telling you.
Chimed in real quick, didn't he?
Wow, rolling around in that Tesla with your merc.
I had brothers call me and arguing their girlfriend wants to move in. And they don't have, they have to get rid of some of their shoes. Or they don't have the closet space to accommodate them. I'm like, I remember the days we just had three pairs of jeans and a pair of sneakers. So, hey, men are in that same boat, too. Brothers, you can sell some of your stuff online as well.
Hell,
get rid of
Poshmark.
Some of those old shoes. Exactly.
All right, everybody. We're here learning how to rob ourselves. We're getting our savings on, so stay tuned. We have more after this break. Two black guys with good credit, how to rob yourself.
With good credit.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we are talking about how to rob yourself. Because you're not doing a good job saving, we're going to rob. We're going to steal it from you and help you save for your future. You know, a lot of people, we're spending, we're keeping up with the Joneses, but now it's time to really take a look at your future and find ways to trick yourself, find ways to train yourself to build that savings up. So, Sean, Big Sean, tell us, give us some tips. What are the best ways to actually save money?
Well, Matt, I'm going to start out by going old school, all right?
Yo, hold on. That's about the last old joke I'm going to take today.
Oh, him fighting words.
All right.
Okay, I'm just going to go for you elderly people. I'm just going to go school. That's another word old. have an automated deduction from your paycheck. You know, this is the way to do it. I mean, if you're starting a new job, like Dion said, you don't miss what you don't have. Max it out. Go whatever your increase is. Say I'm going to now save that increase and just live how I lived before. And if you can't, just start off with like even $50 a week. $50 a week. Let me just do the math real quick. That's $2,600, Matt, that you're just saving without even earning a dime of interest. By just, you know, one less Shake Shack a week, bro. That's it.
Okay. You got jokes. Okay. That's true. And there's also side benefits to the one less Shake Shack a week. So I'm with you on that. So we take an automatic payment from our check into our savings. We start building that way. So it's out of sight, out of mind. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's epic robbing yourself. That's robbing yourself. That is paying yourself first, robbing yourself.
Robbing yourself blind, right?
Well, to that point, I got a tip for the listeners out there. If you've had a hard time saving, or if the discipline of saving has escaped you, there's some little things you could do. Like you can open up a savings account at a bank that may be, you know, a small bank that's across town that's not really convenient, that may have hours that aren't, you know, instead of the bank that's on every corner with an ATM and great hours and open all the time, you know, maybe you put your account at a branch that's far away, that, you know, some banks even have a 48-hour window before you can make any withdrawals. So you can have, there's like a cooling off period, you know, train yourself to not even think about that account and not even use that account.
That's a great idea. Absolutely. I didn't think about that. But yeah, you could. Like I got an account where you're right. It's a challenge to get to it. So I leave it alone.
How about we can make savings, turn it into a game? Like there's lots of, you can just Google a lot of this stuff, but there's money games you can play with yourself where it's, play with yourself. Pause. that's a different show. But you can, you know, put a dollar in your account every day or you can put an increment of money in your account and raise it, you know, whether it's a nickel and then increase it by a nickel every day. If you put 5 cents, then raise it to 10 cents the next day, 15 cents by the end of the year.
This is why I call you old school. Who starts off at 5 cents?
I'm
dude?
Just like, saying. For granny, for granny
not
at home.
My son is starting. If I told my son, let's start off with saving 5 cents, he'd look at me like I'm crazy. Can we up the ante a little bit? Lord.
Big baller. Everyone don't have a Tesla and rocking a Merc.
Often. 5 cents.
I was just trying to give people a very easy number to wrap their brains around. You're right. We can start bigger. You know.
Oh, my Lord. Well, let me give you a better idea, man. Okay. Let me give you another idea. Let me add to that. You know, you can work amongst your friends. Yes, Matt, you're my friend. Dion, you're my friend. And mm-hmm. Arlington, you're my friend as well. And we can get at this saving thing together collectively as a unit. Meaning like what we have in the Caribbean, we call them susus, meaning that every week, everybody, we all contribute, like, just say $100 a week. And then depending on how many weeks we do this for, everybody would then get paid out at certain weeks. And it's a great way to save. The Asian community does it. I think the Jewish community does it. And the Caribbean community does it, where you're group savings together. And everybody gets a payout at different weeks staggered amongst the term of that susu.
Wait, I'm sorry. What this is called what again?
We call it susu. The Asian community has a different name for it. But it's collective savings. Everybody puts in something every week, and then depending on, and then your payouts are staggered amongst the term of this whole arrangement.
So I put in $100, Dion puts in $100, Sean, you put in $100, we get Uncle Arlington to put in $100, and then what happens?
Yeah, he may want to come short with 50, but everybody has to put in the same amount of money, but Cheap Arlington would have to put in the same amount of all of us, correct?
But then what happens? So then you...
So on week one, if it say it's five of us, it'd be a five-week term. So week one, I would get the $500. Then week two, Dion would get the $500. Then week three, Arlington, week four, you, and so forth. And then we start all over again. So at least it's forcing us to save. We get a hand. And that same money we get, put it right in the savings account or whatever you choose to do with it.
Aha, the susu. All right. I'm feeling that. That could work.
Sean, as you mentioned susu, I was just, I just attended a panel this week. And you happen to know this gentleman, and for those who listen to our episode 41, The Power of Financial Literacy, the Brooklyn Borough President happened to mention that he bought his first brownstone in Brooklyn using
my man, Eric.
His susu when he got his turn, you know?
Wow.
So it works.
So the soup, can you?
No, that's susu.
Susu.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I thought it was Campbell's soup. Okay, so the susu can lead to even buying a home. That's impressive. There's another idea I was thinking about, which is, you know, for the people who may have a job that might where you get a bonus or if you have a windfall of some sort, you have inheritance. Like I know, you know, Sean has a, you know, wealthy inheritance, trust fund kind of baby. But so when you get that, when you get that large sum.
So fake news. Fake news, everybody. I grew up in the hood. Single
yeah,
mother,
right.
Fake
Mr.
News.
Tesla. Okay. But anyway.
Growing up in J. Crew. Anyways.
Right. But seriously, if you fall into a large sum of money, a windfall, if it's an annual thing or even if it's not, but your point of view with that money, you should take a third of that bonus, take a third of that inheritance, take a third of that windfall and put it to your savings. Take another third, put it to your debt and then take another third and treat yourself. But at least some of that should be allocated to your savings.
Absolutely. You know, and going back again to my Wall Street days, I just remember like, you know, and most people in corporate and in New York, I remember in corporate America, we'd get our bonuses around February. And people would be anxiously waiting for this bonus to basically spend it. And it's such the wrong mentality. Like you said, Matt, if a third of it can go to your debt, a third of it goes to saving. And yeah, if you want to enjoy yourself with a third of it, that's fine. But the mindset was like, when this bonus comes in, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And, you know, it should be looking at a thing that, you know, I'm going to invest, I'm going to save. And then I'll take a little bit and enjoy myself. And I think that's a, like I said, that's a shift of mentality and it's a shift of robbing yourself once again.
That is one of the biggest things is it's really shifting our mentality. And to do that, also, maybe you need to protect yourself from yourself if you're having a hard
time. That's a hip-hop song, right? You're a hip-hop legend. What is that? Protect yourself from yourself?
Protect your neck. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is if you're having a hard time with the savings, instead of leaving it to yourself, you know, automate it like we discussed earlier, whether it's the automated coming out of your check or if you just set up with your own account.
It's protect yourself before you wreck yourself. That's
okay.
What it is.
That works too. You protect yourself, wreck yourself, protect your neck, guard your grill. Anyway, not a love fool. But the point is, you know, if you create an automated withdrawal or an automated deposit from, you know, moving money from into your savings, that's another way to ensure that you do it instead of depending upon your own discipline.
And the data is in, just so you know, if I may chime in. There's a company called Chime, actually. See how I did that?
I like how you did that.
They did a study. And they said members who enrolled in the automatic savings program were three times more likely to save three times more. They saved 130. Those who weren't enrolled saved an average maybe of $113 per month on average. But those who actually enrolled in an automatic savings program saved $217 on average. That's a 92% increase right there.
I know we're going to go to commercial real quick, Matt. You're giving me that look, but I just would like to quote the great, the one and only Mr. Arlington Forbes,
oh,
who has told me so many times. And
is
like,
he really great, though? Let's ease up. Yeah, let's slow down.
Quote, Sean, a bonus is only a bonus if you use it wisely.
So come again? Wait, no. Say that again for the people in the back.
Let me try and say it like him. Sean, a bonus is only a bonus if you use it wisely.
Wow, that's powerful. Everyone listen up. That is the way to end this segment here. A bonus is only a bonus if you use it wisely. We got to be smart with our money. We got to be intentional. We got to think about our savings. We got to get it together, or Sean's going to put that ski mask on and rob you if you don't do it yourself.
So, Give me the loop.
Two black guys with good credit. We'll be right back.
Bad boy.
Two black guys with good credit.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Today we are teaching you how to rob yourself. That's right. You haven't been saving, so we had to rob you. We had to teach you how to rob yourself so you can actually build up that savings. So now you've robbed yourself. You got the money. You're sitting in the getaway car. How do you now grow this money? So, Sean, break this down to me, man. What do we do with this loot that we've robbed now? What's the best way to grow this money?
Well. Before we go there, man, I and I bring back and tell you a story about when I was a youth and how things looked. Okay,
are you going back to the susu? What is this?
I'm going back to tell you about my granny. I haven't talked about granny in a long time.
Okay, tell us about.
So, my granny worked at a hospital, and she was always about saving. Nobody in this planet saved better than my grandmother. She saved every paycheck. She saved every week. She saved. And she emphasized to us and a lot of us in our community that we always taught, save your money. But when I look back, one of the flaws I think she didn't do was she didn't know how to invest this money. You know, she never owned real estate. She never, you know, my grandmother was an excellent cook, and she did. Not only did she cook, she made pastries, desserts. She actually worked in the dessert area at the hospital. So everybody knew her skills and what she could do. And I used to always say, Granny, make a cookbook. Make, you know, open up something. Do a bakery. Do. And she never did. And think about it. She retired from that job. She wasn't able to pass that job on to anybody. And if she even started doing a dessert book, she started doing something around what she did best, that could have passed on today. And today she's still around. She's still alive. But she can't. None of that stuff she remembers or she can pass on. So it just died with her. So when we talk about savings, and one thing in financial literacy that I think is not pushed is that savings must equal investing. You have to transition that savings into some sort of investing. And I always say the first thing you should be investing in is you.
And I'm just going to chime in here because as a woman, I just wanted to, you know, just kind of, and the only woman in the room, more than half of us are not investing. And that's just something I'm glad we're even just having this conversation, you know, because it's so important. We're really good savers, but we need to now.
Saver.
Yes, exactly. Right. We need to start making our money work for us.
Great point. All right. Well, Sean, so Granny was saving the money, but you think the lesson learned was she needed to do a better job of growing the money. So now grandson, Sean, talk about some of the ways, you know, how would you talk to Granny or any of us to grow our money? Give us some game.
Well, if I'm talking to my grandmother, I would say, well, the first thing you need to do is get rid of your biggest monthly expense, which is the rent that you paid for all that time. So I would have told her the first thing to do is to invest in real estate, buy a place. Had she bought a place 30, 40 years ago, she would have paid off that place, and that place could have subsidized her senior year.
Okay.
Because you can't do anything with rent. So I would have told her first, you know, invest in real estate. That would have been my first advice.
Take that savings, and one thing to do is buy property, buy real estate with your savings. That will grow your money. Okay.
Although, I just want to add one thing, just to piggyback on what you were saying.
Doesn't sleep. Oh my God.
The wheels.
You think she's not there, man. She's there.
The wheels are
in the middle of the night. You just open up. She's right in front of your face. Oh my God.
The wheels are churning. Now, I just wanted to throw out there, they say when you do buy a home, and they actually did this study across the 100 largest cities, that when you do buy, it tends to be 44% cheaper than renting overall. And that was according to a Trulia survey. So I thought that was interesting.
I guess so part of our strategy then when we are robbing ourselves is to save up enough to where you have, you know, your down payment or you know, whatever the cost involved. That's a long game though. That's not saving for a few weeks. That's not saving for a season. Like that's long game saving. That takes some discipline.
It does. And that's what we get around to. These saving records that we mentioned earlier is to begin that discipline. You know, like I said, the book that I was reading by David Goggins. It's all about that, really getting that mindset, getting that discipline, so that when you're ready for battle, you're ready. You're ready. You're ready to battle. When you're ready to invest now, you've honed your skills. You've committed to saving. You've found ways in which work for you. And now it's time to be just as sharp when you get into your investment. And one of the things, you know, to accelerate your savings and get there quicker, you know, you can look into things like mutual funds, stocks, you know, those type of things that will may give you a higher return, but still be managing in a well that you're managing that portfolio to make sure that you're not overly aggressive where you could lose a lot of the principal, but you're at a conservative point where you're gradually making increments and growing your wealth.
Okay, Sean. So I get it. Real estate, that's a main way to do this with the savings and growing our money. But what about apps? Are there any, you got any advice in terms of the app game to raise our savings?
My brother, you've been producing this show since day one. You never listened to episode 20, app in, app out, bro? Acorn.
Like a squirrel getting a squirrel getting a nut. What are you talking about?
Shame on you. I mean, there's Acorn, there's Capital, there's Digit. These are great apps for, again, if you just want to start towing it in. These are roundup apps, but also work as ETFs. These are funds that actually follow the market, and they actually use these automatic algorithms. So you don't even have to do the rebalancing yourself. So it's all automatically done for you. You don't even need a human being. So believe me, the banks are scared of these apps now. So now they had to, you know, basically join the party. But basically you spend, the app will round up. So say you buy something for $4.50, it'll automatically round up to $5. It take that 50 cents and then actually buy shares.
So let me get this straight. I buy something for $4.75. So that extra quarter, Acorns is going to take from my purchase and throw it into the stock market? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, but it's similar to a mutual fund.
Okay.
So the risk is balanced out. But there are stats. People who use these type of apps, the app I mentioned, Digit, they said on average they're saving $2,200 a year using these apps. So they're effective. Again, set it and forget it.
Just so you know, Acorn buys fractional shares of stocks, and it's an excellent way to grow your money. And to get into those stocks that you may find a little expensive, like the Apples and the Googles, this gives you an idea to own fractional shares of them. Excellent tool.
Awesome. Let's shift and discuss, how about IRAs and 401ks? That's another way for people to grow their money, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I always look at those. Those are just tax shelters. They're umbrellas. So you can invest in stocks, mutual funds, high yield savings accounts, money market accounts, all within your IRA or 401k plan. And then, you know what? One thing I like, if you can always use that money, you can borrow from yourself on that money to buy a house, you know, and you can do what we talk about, an indirect rollover, where you can do a 60-day loan to yourself. As long as you roll it back in with 60 days, it's an interest-free loan. So that's an excellent tool in which to invest in saving as well.
And if I may add, if you actually sign up for your 401k with your company, if you're with a company that will actually match, for example, you contribute 50 cents to your 401k and they actually match that, that's 100% return.
That's big.
That's growing your money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me the loot. I'm a bad boy.
That's a great long-term investment. Those aren't short-term tools. You know, that's the long game, and I think that's a really smart way to grow your money. So people really look into those 401ks, those IRAs. That's a smart way to do it. So, you know, we've taught you a lot of ways to rob yourself. It's been a really informative show. So I'm hoping you've taken notes. I'm hoping that you're paying attention, and we'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Today's show has been about how to rob yourself, tips on how to save your money. So today, we've learned a lot of stuff. I hope you've taken great notes. Dion, what are your final thoughts?
Well, I'm definitely going to look into that Digit app. That sounded pretty cool. But just to bring us out, because I'm sure our listeners have so many more questions, please never hesitate to email us your questions to tbgwgc@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Black Guys Good Credit. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review to make it easier for others to find us, like Jay Nasty, 123. He said, awesome podcast. Give me a call. I got questions. And my name is Dion Nichols. I'm the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold hard facts. And I'm out.
All right. Well, thank you, Dion. Well, my bottom line on savings is basically you got to play the long game, people. It's about discipline. It's about a mentality shift. And whether you do it in small increments and build up, you got to start now and really get your savings plan together because your future depends upon it. That's it for me, the smartest member of the team, Matt Smith, signing out. Go ahead, Sean.
And my takeaway is savings to equal investing, people. It's very important. The earlier you start to save, the better off you will be. So find the time to get your savings games on. We gave you a lot of different strategies. Find out what works for you and do it. And let it lead to a great investment. I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. It's your money, people, and it belongs in your damn pocket. I'm out. With